Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, Megan. Long time no see or hear. Well, I guess I've seen and heard you on, like, Instagram.
Yeah. It did go dark there for... A little bit, randomly, periodically. But I'm here. Woohoo!
I'm glad to hear you. I know we were texting, but
yeah, I haven't been good at texting. I've been worse at texting than I normally am. Like, I'm not a good texter. And, you know, you get the best texting version of me. Like, I text you back the most. And you are the person who, like, I'm the best texter with. But, like, factually, I'm still not good. But I am so happy this time around with COVID. I did not lose my voice like I did the first time.
You got drugs now. And you've got, like, other vaccines in you.
Yeah. Paxlovid is a miracle worker. I recorded a vlog and I will say multitasking is still, like, a little hard. Like, I'm still, like, slow. I'm still, like, it's a little hard and I'm get tired. Easier, like, and just quicker. Like, my brain is slow and my body is slow. But I was recording this and I was, like, just trying to find the words for, like, how much I loved Paxlovid, and I said Paxlovid can hit it from the front and the back. And I was editing and I was like, Megan, what? And I, like, took this long pause and I was like, it was like a light bulb over my head, and I was like, ding, ding, I found the words I was searching for. And I was like, really, bitch? That's the words. That's what you were looking for? And I do feel that way. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, you did take it to the throat, so.
I did. I do miss the Paxlovid poops. Everybody was talking about, like, how it, like, wrecked their digestion. And I just have to say, like, I had the most solid poops I've had in my life. I was like, this is amazing. Well,
I can make you some juice.
Yeah. You want to talk about your bowels?
I mean, I got some yogurt that said it was lactose free. And I got to say, it ran through me harder than a freshman going to their first frat party. I could have ate regular yogurt and would have been better off.
Bitch, I could. I would. If you had just consulted me, I would have told you. I would say, reel it back. Bad idea. We've been over this before. There are certain like things that because they're not dairy, and that one, I mean, I think lactose-free is like a total scam. But certain times when they do those things, they have to add like other stabilizers and shit. I tell you, the time I had that one coffee creamer that was coconut-based, and I was like, should have had it. Should have had a milkshake. Like it. I wasn't even done drinking it before it was coming out of my body.
That's how I was too. Yeah. And I was like, this is awful. Also, I had been eating pomegranate seeds that are so high in fiber too. So.
And then she made a green juice, everybody.
The green juice. Those are nice, solid, strong.
It's trying to bulk you up.
Yeah. Like not nice, solid, strong poops.
Girthy shits.
Yeah. Which I
like. That's my drag name. Girthy shits. I love the name Girthy, and I love the word Girthy and the word Gusty. Gusty is one of my favorite words.
Well, it's been very gusty here in LA.
Incredibly gusty, which makes me think of the holiday movie called The Holiday, where if I could get Nancy Myers on the phone and ask her any question, it would be, what was the scene supposed to be there when you had to rewrite the scene on the day and make it about the winds? And it was so windy that you made that an entire storyline and plot point, and you had to make a whole scene. Like, what was the real scene supposed to be? Because, and Mats was like, oh, I guess it makes sense. Like, you don't think they wrote that? I was like, no, that's the way. It was just windy that day. They had to film that scene, so they had to rewrite it. I want to know what it was supposed to be.
I don't know. But I know I woke up on Monday in the wee hours of the morning because I thought it was storming outside. Like, the leaves were moving so fast, it sounded like rain.
Yeah.
And it was just the wind.
We were driving on the freeway.
Why?
And it went, we were just like, woo, it too fast, too furious.
Yeah. I don't even want to get out in my car.
Well, first of all, that car weighs 3 pounds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Acorns.
It's a little tiny car.
No, you're going to
and no top,
city.
No solid top.
No, nothing keeping you grounded. Like, you were about to fly through that fucking, it's going to be like those Boston duck boats that like go from like the land to the sea. Like, you're going to be land, sea, flight. Yeah, I wouldn't do that either if I were you.
No, thank you.
We saw your car in the wild. Someone else had it.
Did you? Mm-hmm. We always give a little wave.
Cute. I couldn't do that because I don't know what car I drive.
You drive a Honda Civic.
There you go. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Here, I see a Honda Civic. I don't know that's Honda. I don't know that's Honda Civic.
It's funny because when people usually get a car, that's usually, it turns into the only thing that they see. And you have no clue.
No clue. That's why, like, it's so fitting that the cars I had prior to this, three of the cars, one of them couldn't pick it out of a lineup. I went for things that I knew.
The Jeep?
No. The Mercedes I couldn't pick out of a lineup. Oh. Exactly. Neither could you.
No, I can. That's why I'm confused.
Okay. Well, okay. So I had a Prius.
You
which
have
is, like,
three
iconic.
Very specific cars.
That's what I'm saying.
Long as I've known you, you've had very specific cars.
That's why I get those cars, because I can recognize those cars. They don't get lost. The only reason I can find my car is because, thank God, I know the dealership that it's from, so I can tell based on that.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so.
But a lot of people do have your car, so people wouldn't wave because like half the people on the road have that car.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I love my bug. I miss my bug. I saw my bug in the wild and I was like, should have fucking
expensive.
Kept it. What an expensive little relic you are. Mm-hmm. 100 G's on those little wheels. Fucking mad. Speaking
for
of money,
people that don't know, because they stopped making them, they are
a
relic.
A relic.
people and it's not even that they top just, dollar for them.
Yeah, people pay top dollar for bugs in general, but this one was like the last year, which one. I didn't fucking know. It was the last year that they were doing the bugs. So they did like a special edition, mm-hmm. 1 year only color and interior release. And I got the pairing of all of, I got like the light colored top that they weren't making. I got like the specific leather that was just for that year. And the like the whole interior was like light yellow, cream, and like light brown. And the like specific shade of blue. And then Melissa told me years later, she was like, oh yeah, this, when I was looking for a new car, I was like, they don't make those anymore. She was like, no, you literally got like that last one. You should have bought out that lease. It would have made you a ton of money. And I had no idea. But remind me to tell you something. Close then.
It was the beginning of our friendship. The very beginning, like the tip of it.
No, I just think I don't think it's because we weren't close. I think it was just that like maybe you didn't know me well enough to know that you're like, oh, I assume that she knows that she could do this.
No, I just didn't tell you because we weren't close. Oh,
because okay. I was like, I never even learned that information until then. But remind me to tell you something later about a money thing and okay. selling something.
Okay. You have this look on your face like I just made buku dollars.
Well, I didn't make it because that would involve like putting the time and energy into doing it. But it's kind of like a how long do I wait? Because this thing is just accruing value every okay. day.
Okay. Can't wait to hear.
And it's an accident. Like I love when that happens.
Me
wonderful.
Too. Like when I bought my card, had no clue until later.
It's very cute. Well, what has been new with you? Because we have taken a little bit of a break. For anyone who didn't know, I had COVID. So that was the break we took after we had the illest, the sickest year of both of our lives.
I know. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Well, which for?
A general appointment and then getting everything in order.
I was like, who are you seeing? My pulmonologist or my cardiologist?
Not yet.
Soon. So what's up with you? What's new with you?
Let's see. The last time we talked, was it after Christmas or before? I think it was, I don't know. Whenever. I don't know. I was in Arkansas the last time we were on this microphone. Since then, we've brought in a new year. I saw some of my friends that I hadn't seen in a while from college. I've seen them since college, but we like went out one night
in Arkansas.
I'm gonna say their names and I'm gonna bleep them if they tell me later that they don't want their names in this.
Okay.
So CJ and Sarah, I've talked about both of them a lot on the show.
I was about to be like, CJ, it's too late if you ask that.
No. Like specific things. And I didn't know when I was talking about CJ that he listened to the podcast regularly. And so he made dinner and it was a delicious dinner. And Sarah's new old boyfriend.
So, run it back.
I know. So Sarah was, when we were in college, Sarah dated this guy and then she moved away from med school and then had a partner for a while, had a whole child. They separated. The current boyfriend also was married, divorced. Now she's moved back to Arkansas and they've gotten back together.
Netflix, you listening?
Funny enough, his ex-wife's name is also Sarah.
Yeah.
Close but no dice. He was heartbroken when she broke up with him. But they brought over some gummies and
ooh.
You took
a gummy in public?
I took it inside a home.
Okay.
I had one hour later, still wasn't feeling anything.
Ma'am, you are not 18 years old. Don't tell me you took another. You're a fucking
took another one.
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear an hour new later. Year's so we're because we're not only for you had lactose free yogurt, which we both
I know. I'm just
you,
I'm trying
and you took
new
two
things.
Gummies.
I'm just it, trying new.
You're
things.
Trying new things. I was just curious what the
took
motto was.
Another one hour later, I still wasn't feeling anything.
Shut the fuck up. Are you?
So then
reckless behavior.
Then also, I never drink anymore. I had a couple drinks too.
is this bitch?
And then as we were walking out the door to go out in the streets.
Tell me about
it. Me and Sarah had another little cheers with the gummies, took another one. Then we started filling it.
No shit. No fucking shit, my guy.
And we went out. We had a fun. We went to this hole-in-the-wall bar that was the cutest little bar that I've ever seen. Never seen it. I saw pictures of how it used to look. Wouldn't have gone anything. Now, great bar. Started by this woman like in the 30s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then she kept it. I forgot what it was called. But they've redone it and everything. And it's so nice. They have this beautiful cocktail menu. And let's just say they're very heavy-handed with the drinks out. So then I was drinking out in the streets, too.
This is what happens also, when you hang out with people from, like, an era of your, like,
yes,
even and if you still know them into adulthood, like, you revert back to, like,
yes.
This is the debauchery we used to
do. I don't think you understand. We had our friend group was called the Binks. And we had like little like dances. We had initiations for people that would like to be our friends.
I need to put you and Karuchi in a room together because her fucking high school, like her friend group, they were called the Dimes because they were like all tens. And we had a PA on the movie who knew her from high school. And he like brought it up and she was like, shut the fuck up. Stop talking about this. That sounds like something her friend group would have done. I saw pictures. They were hot girls on campus.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to join the group. We had like initiations for some people didn't make it through the initiations. We had songs like we really loved ourselves. I don't know if people really loved us as much as we did from like the outside, but like people were trying to get in. It doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were trying to get in. So we went like the like drinking and eating were like the main points of our
course.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we used to go hard. So so we were out. We went to this hole in the wall. Also at this bar, they had the most delicious popcorn you've ever had in your life.
I love a bar with a little kitchen thing like that.
Yeah. And they had different like flavors and things. And I'm like, I got to recreate this.
Uh-huh.
It's a good time.
It's your popcorn then, here.
I don't even like popcorn that much. I was just high and drunk.
Okay, well, I love popcorn, so maybe we need to get you high and drunk so we can have to see our popcorn here.
And then we went to this other bar. At this point, keep in mind, this is a town that I have known from the time I was in eighth grade till I moved away after college. So years. I don't know where the hell we are. This is the area. This is the area that we would have been in all the time at college. We go to down to some bar, another bar that has. It's huge, like huge. There's nobody there. They're giving away free hot chocolates.
I love this place.
And it's filled with arcade games.
We're sleeping on Arkansas, everybody. I've been. I'm letting you know everyone is sleeping on Arkansas.
Yes, it's filled with arcade games.
Arkansas.
Not all of it. Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah. Let's clarify.
And then later, Sarah was like, oh, this used to be RJ. I was like, oh, they've redone it again. They've redone all these places. It was nobody there because it's a college town and everybody was gone for college. And like, we met these other two girls. They were like, you're the coolest person I've ever met. And I was like, okay. One girl was like from, give me a S country. Scandinavia, maybe, I think.
Sweden? Scandinavia? Well,
I mean, she was Scandinavian, maybe. Okay. Give me another S. Switzerland. Sweden. No, she was from Switzerland. That's
very
where she
neutral.
Was from.
Very neutral. Not taking any hard stances.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know why y'all are obsessed with me, but whatever. There was a sleigh there. We were taking pictures in the sleigh.
Ooh, photo op.
Tried to pay for drinks there. They wouldn't take our money. And then it got to a point where we all just kind of were like, we can't feel our faces. It's time to go home. So we just walked outside. Everybody kind of just got an Uber and left.
What a night.
It was a great night.
That sounds like a great night. So was that after, before, in the spot between Christmas and New Year?
Yes. Yep. I think it was the day before New Year's.
So much shit happens at that time.
New Year's Eve, I should say. Yeah. It was great.
That's so fun. I love that for you. And a story of you eating that many gummies and not ending up like face down in
three gummies
as someone who that would be me.
Three gummies and like maybe five or six drinks. But we started on a full stomach. We had like a nice rotisserie chicken and Brussels sprouts.
You're really hyping us up for this. This feels dedicated to me. That's just.
I didn't know the gummies were going to be there. I forget that you can now get medical gummies there.
I'm just like wildly impressed by that. The one time that I don't fuck with edibles. I never fucked with edibles. The one time that I like did like was like, oh, let's do edibles. Disneyland for my birthday. And they didn't kick in until on the drive home. And I'm on the phone. I have to have a work call. This is when Mats is still our manager's assistant.
Uh-huh.
And I answer the phone. He goes, oh my God, you're high. And I was like, what? And he goes, I can tell. Just hold it to fucking hold it together for this call and roll those windows up and turn your AC off because I can't hear you.
So that is not the last time you did edibles. One time, Kendall and I were going to the movies and we saw you and Kyle wandering. That was after.
That was just straight up weed. It was not edibles.
Okay.
I they're not the last time I smoked weed. No. That was the last time I had an edible. Okay. Because I don't like the timing of it. I like predictability. I like to set an alarm. See,
this was a day where I had no fucks to give. Like,
yeah, you were leaving them in 2023.
Yeah. Like, no fucks. It wasn't even New Year's Eve. It was still like New Year's Eve. And like, yeah, I left my car at my friend's house. Also didn't realize I could have walked there from my parents' house. I had no clue where the fuck I was.
That's so funny. The next day when you're like,
Yeah.
This is right here? I thought I was so far away.
Yeah. I get home. My dad, it's still not even like late. Like maybe 1 a.m. My dad's still up, has a friend over. No, he doesn't. No, my dad's asleep. Yeah, that was right. My dad's asleep and he's like, why are you walking like that? My mom's like, laughing her ass off at me. And then the next morning, it was very much evening, 2 p.m. afternoon. I wake up. Then that's when my dad had his friend over and I'm like dead walking.
Yeah.
Hungover, dehydrated as fuck, walking to the kitchen and his friend's like, you're not looking bad today. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And then my dad reminded me that one time, this was like a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe, he was like, oh, so what are you doing out in LA? And I said, being a bad bitch. And so so he was referencing that.
It stuck with him. Never forgot about that moment. He was like, that kid of yours, destined for Hollywood. I see it.
Yeah.
That's
so he's like, you're not looking like a bad bitch today, essentially. And I was like, rude,
so shady.
Go home.
But also, I love when people have been sitting on an opportunity to use that for years. He must have left and was like, "Fucking nailed it."
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I love that for you. What a fun way to end the year and start anew with all of your pooping.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
New year, new me. I'm not continuing that. Maybe that's just like an Arkansas thing. No.
Yeah. No. And nobody is going to be surprised because like we all, regardless if you went to college or not, like we all know that there are certain places where it's like, don't send me there. I'm a different person there. I do different things there. And then I leave them there.
And the thing is, they didn't live there until the last couple years because everybody had left and then they've moved back for jobs that were there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work.
which that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
How was your bring it in the new year?
Well, you know, Mats and I did it on FaceTime because at that point he was testing positive and I wasn't, even though I was feeling sick. So I was like, I know I'm going to get sick, but I want to be separate in possibility.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I tested positive the next morning. So, yeah, we watched The Santa Claus over FaceTime. We watched it. He watched it on his computer in the bedroom and I watched it on the couch. And then we texted during it and just like talked about it. I fell asleep before midnight, obviously. And we watched just a lot of shit. Like we watched like a ton of movies. Melissa, I saw a movie that made me be like, I have to start writing reviews on my Letterboxd account. Like,
yes.
Prior to that, like, no, I love a watch list because it reminds me of things that I want to watch. But like, I'd never felt so inclined to write a review for a movie. Actually, two movies. One, Saltburn.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing your mother in it.
Oh, yes. Rosamund Pike. Who did you see? Announced that she's going to be in White Lotus season 3. Mm-hmm. I will have to watch.
Yeah.
And the movie Focus, which the algorithm Twitter, I got bamboozled, hoodwinked by Twitter. I mean, not Twitter, TikTok. And I should have expected this. I was going
to say, the algorithm on Twitter, Twitter is awful. Twitter.
Yeah. I see this clip of a movie, as I do. You know, sometimes you watch entire seasons of like The Good Doctor on TikTok. Like,
mm-hmm. So, I've seen Chicago Med.
Oh, so many. I've seen the whole show.
Right.
So I got this clip from this movie that I was like, how have I never heard of this movie? I'm going to tell you how. This movie is, I don't even know if you could call it a movie. When I tell you that this, it makes no sense. There is no plot. Nothing happens. I don't even know what we're talking about half of the time. And like, just, it's as if they made a 3-hour movie and they said, cut it down to 90 minutes. They'll put the pieces in between. And I'm like, what the fuck? But this one fucking clip that they showed, I was like, this is right up my alley. Will Smith, Margot Robbie, and it's a little montage of her picking pockets.
Yes, I remember this now. Yeah.
And I was like, flawless, amazing. Like, put me in, coach. Panned. I'm fucking ready for this. When I tell you this movie is like so violently 2015, like she is wearing, she is wearing business casual, like as a hot girl in like Italy in the summer blazer. Like she's wearing these outfits. She's got the big poof there. Like Margot Robbie can never look like, I've always said Margot Robbie came out the womb looking 30. Like mm-hmm. She looked 30 on the Australian soap Neighbor. She looked 30 there. She looked 30 in Wolf of Wall Street. She looks 30 in Barbie. Like this woman is perpetually 30. To see her dress like this in this, it just confirmed everything to me. Cause I'm like, she could be 19 here, but these blazers, these shoes, it was so, so, so bad. So bad.
Is the poster of this her with sunglasses? Yep. Yep. Sunglasses, yep.
I was like, why is no one talking about this movie? Like, great actors, like, fun concept. Like, it's like, oh, they're doing the heist, but then like someone from the past, blah, 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 blah. I never knew where this movie was going at all. And it was so weird, so confusing, and I'm still processing it to the point where I'm like, do I have to watch this movie again? And I can't. Like, I can't bring myself to do it. But it was just like, oh, there's a re- and I like bad movies, but like this was just made on iMovie. I don't know. Like, it was just so, it was so bad.
Who
so
directed I had to- it?
Probably nobody. I don't think there's, I don't want, I'm not,
there was
kidding.
No director.
There was no director. It was Focus movie. There were two directors.
They're two acclaimed. Wait, hold on. Let me see if one person was on and then one person came and cleaned it up. No, they're like.
I know. Crazy Stupid Love.
Acclaimed director Small buddies.
Joker Harley. Yeah, Bad Santa.
They direct together all the time.
No, I literally think together. This was a 3-hour movie and they cut it half. Like, they cut so much shit out. It made no sense. And I say this with, like, so much. There's all these rumors that, like, Margot Robbie and Will Smith hooked up on the set of this movie. When I tell you that, like, after seeing this movie, they have less than no chemistry. They are two people who I think could have chemistry in a movie with a cardboard box. Together, no. They have absolutely none. I'm supposed to believe think either y'all, like, one are of them killing each other for people?
Would be interested in the other.
They just...
Like,
there's,
I don't,
like, too much sex scenes with them, and I'm like, you are, it's literally giving, like, sibling energy. Like, it's,
but
like,
also,
oh my God.
He's, like, so much older than her.
Yeah, but it, they can fuck with you because she looks 30.
That makes me uncomfortable.
I know. It was just, ugh. I could not for the life of me buy it. Also because, it was based on them having, like, this palpable sexual chemistry that it's like, we don't even have to have these scenes where they fall in love. It's just like their eyes connect and it's obvious. And I was like, I'm so sorry. It's actually not obvious. These eyes are, I'm not seeing you undressing. Like, it's just not happening.
But also, Will Smith is a good looking man, but he is not a sex symbol and he's not a romantic.
He's a
comedy person.
Oh, Hitch, take it back.
He's not the main romance in that movie, though.
No, but he's also trying to be, like, he's, like, trying to be suave, and it's like, oh, it's only until you actually, like, show your true self and you're kind of goofy and you're kind of dweeby that it's like, oh, this is...
It's different. Like, he's not the main love in that, you know?
Well, he's setting other people up for love.
He's teaching other people.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm talking about where he is the romantic lead of a movie.
Well, and he's also supposed to kind of be like, oh, he's like off the wall. He's unpredictable. And I'm like, this man does not give me the vibes of like, I'm about to gamble millions of dollars and say fuck it to everybody here. And I go, you've got a responsible face. Like, this is just.
You're either responsible or goofy. Two different sides of the coin.
Yep. And it was so fucking bad. And there's like this one actor who I'm like, he was just improvising like the whole thing. I was saying the most like out of pocket weird stuff. He like, there's this one part for no reason where he like sees Margot Robbie. And basically what happens, I'll spoil the whole fucking movie for everybody because it's been out for almost
10 years.
But
so
even me talking about
time.
It, like I promise you, like you will never be until you experience it. So he, like he's like a heist guy. He like pulls these like heists, but they're like small heists. So like, you know, it's like pickpocket doing this stuff. Like none of these big jobs. It's like a bunch of little things and does it over like a racing weekend or Mardi Gras or something where they like make all this money. And so they make $2 million. He meets her because she basically tries to rob him. And in the first scene, in kind of like, I'm going to flirt with this guy and bring him back up to my hotel room. And then I'm going to have my fake boyfriend come in and then hold him at gunpoint and be like, give me my, like, you're trying to like fuck my wife, like blah, 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 whole thing. They like, you know, start hooking up. And then he basically is like, okay, when's it going to happen? And then the whole thing happens. And she's like, how'd you know? And he was like, it was pretty obvious. And so then she was like, is intrigued by him and starts like following him being like, oh my God, he's like also in, he's also in the scamming business. And so she's like, I just want to learn from him. And so then she basically like stalks him and finds him where he is. And he's like, please let me get on what you do. He lets her, he makes like, they make like $2 million on this weekend. And like, they start like having this like little love affair. But again, it's in the span of like three days. And then they're like leaving and she's like, where are we going now? And he's like, just get out of the car. And she was like, what? And he like gives her a suitcase and she gets out of the car and he's like kind of crying in the car. And then like, she's all sad. And I'm like, this is a weekend. You've known each other for a weekend. And then he does, and it's like flash forward like 7 years later. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's doing this other job or whatever. Oh no. So the reason why they're from the car is he then goes to the racetrack and he tricks her into thinking that he's betting like millions of dollars, like all of the money away, and like that he has a gambling addiction. And they set it up so she overhears him talk, someone else talking about his gambling addiction, which isn't real. And he just does it so she falls for all of this. And so this like random guy who's also in the box at the Super Bowl that they're at, he like bets him all of his money and then he gets to double the money he makes. And then he kicks her out of the car and doesn't give her a cut of that. He only gives her a cut of like the original money, which I was like, that was pretty fucked up because she was like a key player in all of this that you just did without her knowing it. And then it flashes forward all of these years. And she's like dating this race car driver and he's doing like a con on him, but like he's double crossing him. So that guy's basically like sell fake tech of mine for these race cars to these other teams for all of this money. And then they'll lose the race and I'll win because I have this tech and they'll think they have it. So they won't do as well. They won't try as hard. And so he ends up selling the real thing to everybody. And so then the guy like it's fucked. And so Margot Robbie's dating this guy. And then he kidnaps both of them, him and his henchman who has beat her up. So they like get back together like in secret. He hires his friend who helps him do all these cons. Will Smith hires his friend who helps him do all of these cons. And turns out this con is getting Margot Robbie to take him back. And the guy's like, sorry, man, I tried my best. And they're like, what is he in town? What kind of con is he pulling now? The con was love. And it was like, what the fuck? So then it like kind of worked. And so then the race car guy figures out that they're like in it together and like all the stuff and they have them there like tied up. And so then he's like asking like, how did you do that? Like, how did you get the real files or whatever? And he's like makes this whole elaborate story about how he gave Margot Robbie this necklace, which is one that she liked from their first like job together that he like had saved, and he gave it to her and it had a recording device on it. And so it was able to like to track the keystrokes, which again doesn't make any sense. How is a necklace tracking keystrokes? Tracks the keystrokes so he could find out all of his passwords. And then the guy's like, but she's never been in my room. And he was like, that's your boyfriend. And she was like, it's not my boyfriend. I was trying to steal his watch. And I was like, this girl has been here for 3 weeks trying to steal this man's watch. They've never slept together. They've never done anything together. And this man is entertained. Like, he's not entertaining any other suitors. It's just this girl. And so then he's like,
I'm so lost.
You know, he's so like, we're so fucked up. This is awful. Then his henchman shoots Will Smith. And you're like, he's dead. Holy shit. The race car driver's like, oh my God, I didn't actually want to kill anyone. And then leaves. And you're like, what? And then this like henchman guy, Margot Robbie's screaming at him and he goes, oh, honey, it's okay. We're in this together. And he like suddenly becomes like Mr. Rogers and is like, sweetheart, deep breaths. It's fine. We're all in this together. And she goes, what? Oh my God, are you his father? And he was like, of course, that's my son. And so it's like, it was the most insane thing ever. And then they drive him to the hospital because Will Smith is dying and bleeding out. And he was like, I'm taking all the money, by the way. You got to get out of the family business. Melissa?
Okay.
You have to watch it. So no, I don't. My Letterboxd review is, this movie was a fever dream. Violently 2015. I don't know. I'm still processing. And then Saltburn, which...
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't want to know. I know nothing about this movie, so don't tell me anything till after I watch it.
Okay. Can I tell you that you're not
going to... No.
I don't
think
you'll love it.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I didn't hear anything you just said.
Okay.
I'll probably hear it again when I edit this, but no.
If anyone wants to find my Letterboxd account, you can see my feelings in my, it's only one sentence, okay. But it is, Kyle and I had to talk about this after, and I was like,
stop talking about it.
I didn't say any, it's not anything specific.
I truly don't know anything about this movie.
Yeah, I didn't know
anyway,
much.
Anyway, I do find. Let me make sure this is the right movie.
Girl, what are you about to fucking
say? Yeah, I do find that Barry Fellow oddly attractive, and I don't know why.
Oh, so you might like this.
Okay.
Because I do think that the people who are like, love this, it has to be that. Kyle and I were talking about that. I was like, if you had switched that, maybe I would feel differently. But like,
again, you're telling me things.
Yeah, it's not my vibe. I also watched Theater Camp, which was great. Mats is now terrified that our children are going to be theater kids, and I was like, well, they probably will be, and we will have to sit through some bad shows, and that's fine, and they will be great.
I saw it. It was fine.
Jimmy Tatro was the best part of that movie, which I don't think anybody could have anticipated.
And Aya.
Aya. Oh, well, Aya's
the best part of
my fellow Irish queen. Like, she is. Now she's
you stole my joke that I'll have for, but am I wrong?
Oh, damn. Sorry. And she's funny in absolutely everything, but like, everything that was written for her, like, was funny. And Jimmy Tatro's, like, he made it, like, I think if anyone else had read it, I don't think it would have been as good. I don't think he had as much to kind of like work with. I think they anticipated him supposed to be like an annoying character, and I'm like, no, he was the best part of this movie.
No, I think he was supposed to be like,
I think by the end, but like, even in the part, I was like, I'm sorry, I can't be mad at this
you
guy.
Know, I don't think you get him without thinking, because he brings a lot of heart to everything he does.
Yeah.
So I don't think you get him without thinking that he's gonna be.
I loved it. I thought he, I mean, I loved him. Mm-hmm. I didn't, I, it was okay. A good movie. It was a fine movie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Then we watched Josie and the Pussycats, which Mats was like, this movie is fantastic. Why is this like, why is this like not regarded? And I was like, oh, it's like a cult classic.
It's a cult classic. When it first came out, they market it to children. So that was the problem. It shouldn't have been marketed.
It was not a problem for me because I did watch it as a child. And you should know that in the recent watching of this was the first time that I understood the meaning of Du Jour's song, Backdoor Lover. Also, yes. Somebody has access to the Du Jour Spotify account and is uploading other songs.
Okay.
And then we watched Sex Tape, which is an underrated comedy.
I never saw that, Melissa, but I wanted to see it.
So this is my theory, and you tell me if I'm correct. I think that there is a couple options of why I think this movie is not as big as it should have been. Either we knew too much about the cloud for the plot to make any, like, for the plot to feel believable. We didn't know enough about the cloud, or it wasn't as widespread for it to be like, okay, whatever. Or it was a casualty of the Sony interview.
One, that was part of it, but also two, it came out when it came out, hold on.
2014.
Yeah, but they released it, that was in July. I think that it was they didn't market it well.
Yeah.
It was just them on a billboard with their mouths open and it was like, this isn't telling us anything about the film. But two, it came out around the time that there were other movies that had similar type things that,
like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, that kind of stuff.
Well, not that came out a little bit earlier and he was in it too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just, there were some movies that came out around the same time that seemed like they were all the same movie.
This one was actually so good. And I like deep dived onto the Wikipedia. It was written in 2011. And so I'm a little curious if they changed the plot points because like it is about like iCloud and stuff. So I don't know if it just like they were sitting on it for so long that they just kind of were like already over it before it even came out. But also they were in talks to have Reese Witherspoon play that role. And I was like, I'm sorry, we saw Cameron Diaz's butt like 4 times. And like, there's no way I can picture Reese Witherspoon being like, I'm going to film a sex tape with my husband, Jason Segel. But like Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz had fucking amazing chemistry.
Yeah,
like,
I could
Focus
see
could never. Focus could never. It was, I thought it was actually very funny. It was a less stressful, actually leaps and bounds less stressful than the worst my personal horror movie, Game Night.
I love Game Night.
It's so stressful. This one is a little less stressful. Except they do coke in it. And I was like, can we not? Like, is there a website that will tell me if there's drugs in movies that'll make me feel less
Probably.
Stressed?
There's a website that'll tell you if a dog dies. And there's a website that'll tell you when to go pee. There's probably one with drugs. Okay. Well, it would be in the rating.
Yeah, but they don't specify drug use because it can be just like smoking weed.
Oh, you mean like the specific drug?
Well, I mean, yeah. Like if someone's like smoking weed in the background or they're like, oh, we're high. Like it's sausage party. Like, oh, we're high. Like that's different than like Rob Lowe doing like lines of coke.
Yeah.
He was so creepy in that movie. Like he looked, I was like, ooh, Rob Lowe. He transformed.
He's a great actor. Very underrated in my eyes. He can do anything.
That's how I feel about Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Is that all that you saw?
No, but that's the only things worth mentioning. I did watch Now You See Me 1 and 2, the Santa Claus 1 through 3, and then the Santa Claus TV series. It's horrible. Everyone should watch it. And what else did we watch? Planet Earth.
Y'all are really getting it in.
Yeah. I think I wrote down more things I
watched. I saw the Book Grinch. Of Clarence.
I know. I'm excited to see that.
It's very good. I'm excited for you to see it too because I want someone's perspective that doesn't know the Bible.
Well, I'm your girl.
I know. But I went to a screening of it and Sean Carter was there, aka Jay-Z. He seemed like just like
friendly. He wasn't in the video that
he was.
What phone did
he's on the left
have?
Side
that shit was so fucking blurry. I was squinting being like, who is that?
Did you have your glasses on?
You know I don't need my glasses for up close. I could have been my Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, he was there. It seemed very nice. Like
did he
was just like talking. Yeah, he produced it. He's just like talking to people in the audience very casually. I was like, it's a very charming man.
Most of them are.
Yep.
And then you meet an actor or you see an actor or anyone in Hollywood and you're like, you are actually so uncharming. How did this happen for you?
But it's good. It's like when they first released the trailer, people were like, this is sacrilegious. But honestly, it's Bible fan fiction. It's written about a character that is Apostle Thomas's twin, which is mentioned in the Bible. So it's just taking a character that already exists that we know nothing about and then creating a story around it that follows the parallel story of Jesus. And it takes things that are actually in the Bible. It's actually, I would think if it didn't have Black people in it, conservative white Christians would love it.
No, if you had pitched that to me without me having seen the trailer, because I saw the trailer and then I asked you and I said, is this like a real Bible thing or is this like a not? Because I like, if you just said that to me, I would go, that is not my kind of movie. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, is this a real religious thing or a fake one? Because I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it. I think we're going to see it this weekend, hopefully.
It's very cool. We also ran into the friend that I said directed Kiki's.
Oh, yeah.
That spot. Ran into him there. I always run into him random places. That he went so to random. College with us, too. And then also, as I was walking out, I saw my cousin.
That's less random. In like a press kind of screening. Yes. Well, not press screening, but like... like an inside industry screening.
Yeah.
What theater was it at?
At the one that's on the Sony lot, the screen room on the Sony lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Intimate.
A lot of people did not get in. I'm like, I'm on the list. And it had nothing to do with my cousin.
Suck by you saw and you said, suck it. I did this without you. And she's like, okay.
No, my boy cousin, the one that I am blood related to.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Her husband.
Oh, I was like, you didn't see her there?
No. She wasn't working. She doesn't work those kind of events.
It just would have made sense to me that she would have been just...
No, working her pop-up that she's doing now.
Mm. Pop it up.
Yeah. But I recommend it. People should see it. It's very good.
I'm excited to see it. I can't wait. I love a movie. I love a theater movie experience. And that looks like that's a movie that... looks like that feels like a movie.
Yeah, it was well directed. His directing or Jay-Z's like creative partner who also works in music was the writer and director of it. It was very good.
I like how it's colored and since shot, like I think the whole thing is just really well done.
Yep.
Looks wise.
Highly recommend. I can't wait for Mean Girls.
Yeah,
we gotta go see it.
We do.
And we got to do an episode of But Am I Watching on it.
I'm hearing mixed reviews. And I will say that there are certain things that, like, I'm going to be really tact. If I don't like it, I will be so diligent about how I speak, about how I do. Because I'm not about to fuck myself over. Because I love a lot of the people.
Yeah. One, who's reviewing it?
Yeah.
Two, I don't pay attention to reviews. And three, I feel like I'm going to have a good time regardless.
Well, we are those kinds of people where it's like, if I have an okay time, I don't think I don't get mad when someone makes something of a prior thing that I liked. And I was like, oh, it was okay. Like, it doesn't like ruin like the entire franchise or the whole like thing for me. I'm like, I take it or leave it. Like, more is more.
Yep. But we've got it. I think we need to go on a Wednesday, obviously.
I think that's a good idea.
So we can wear pink. But also, I want to see American Fiction, which is only playing at like small ass places or the fucking Grove. And I'm not going that ever again.
Do it again. I know. I for a while I thought it wasn't out yet.
I did too. But it's been out.
I know. And it looks so good. That is one that TikTok got me in for. I got a little ad for it. And when it was the grandma being like, I am so glad you're not white. And she was like, me too. And I was like,
I don't even know what you're talking about because I don't watch trailers anymore.
On ads? Oh, I just surf them straight to me.
It comes up. I just go, doop, swipe up. I just saw that Issa was in it. And I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll see anything that she does. Doesn't matter what it is.
I also sent you the trailer. Did you just ignore it? And you just said, yes. I'll still watch it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be good. The whole cast is good.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that video of there's the what's it called, recess therapy, that guy that has, yeah, and then the video with Issa, and then also the one with Margot, and yeah, they're so cute.
Did you see one with Jack Black?
Yes, that one was good too.
He apparently, like, everything I saw from the Globes was just other celebrities obsessing over Jack Black, like Elle Fanning losing her mind over Jack, like everybody. And I was like, Jack must be, have must they not be been a fun movie time
together.
I actually don't think so. She's a little too young for any of the movies he did when with like kids and stuff.
Okay. Morph her and her sister into one person. So
yes, they do have very similar faces and you know, DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love everything Recess Therapy. I'm obsessed with them, and I'm glad that they got their moment on the carpet.
Me too. The one where they I haven't seen Suits, so I can't tell you anything about it, but the one with the guy from Suits, he's like, you actually watched the show? And she's like, yeah, I know who you are. And he's like, who's your favorite character? And she says, some other character. Yeah. And he's like, you can see it in his mind. Yes, she's actually watched the show, but like.
I was like, I've never seen the show, but I've literally heard verbatim that it's like, no, everybody likes that Harvey or whatever, the other guy.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
And I was like, so now I know that that man didn't play Harvey. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, that's literally all I know. And I was like, these kids fucking know. Damn. I bet their parents are in the back like, oh, hello. Like, where's Harvey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I love them. Can't wait. And I want to see the Iron Claw. I heard it's really fucking depressing.
Yes. It's very sad. They also cut one of the brothers out of it.
Well, there's another brother. The story's too sad. That the movie was too sad on its own.
Yes, that's what they were like. He dies, so we're not going to have all this in here.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's, but still... It's a true story to be the sibling that gets cut out.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see Wonka. I want to see Priscilla. I want to see the holdovers.
Yeah. There's so much.
I know. It's a good time for movies.
Yeah, because they all got held up for months.
Finally get some fucking good ones. I'm here for it. Speaking of movies, I outlined a Christmas movie a couple days ago. I'll send it to you.
Why?
Why? No, like I wrote. I outlined
I thought you meant like.
I didn't make a book Christmas report movie on a fucking Christmas.
I have one that I came up with an idea to. I'll tell you off mic. Then okay, cool. This is going to be the thing that I'm writing next month. Right now I'm focusing on our thing that we came up with a long time ago. And then we said I would do one and then you would do the next part. So
yeah, that's, I don't remember that, but yeah, I believe you.
We did. We said we're never going to get this done together.
Oh yeah, that's true. I remember that part now. Yeah. Cool. Well, hope everyone enjoyed this catch up. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Ayo.